This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police being held in Chhattisgarh today. The Prime Minister will take part in various sessions scheduled under the conference today and tomorrow. Internal security, counter-terrorism, women's safety and policing innovations are likely to dominate the agenda of the conference. During the conference, the Prime Minister will also present the President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service. The three-day conference began yesterday at the Indian Institute of Management in Nava Raipur. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the conference. Addressing the conference, he reiterated the significance of accuracy of intelligence, clarity of objectives and synergy in action to shield the nation from new age threats. He said the discussions held in this conference would help in preparing a roadmap for policing towards Vikasit Bharat. Election Commission EC has issued a point-by-point rebuttal to all apprehensions and termed the allegations made by the TMC delegation as baseless. A 10-member delegation led by Rajya Sabha MP Derek O'Brien met the Election Commission in New Delhi yesterday over the issue of ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. The Commission asked the delegation to submit claims and objections after 9th of December when the draft list is shared with them. The Commission said till then the party should not interfere with the independent functioning of booth-level officers, election registration officers and district election officers who are state government employees on deputation to election-related works. The Commission also wrote a letter to Director General Police of West Bengal and Kolkata Police Commissioner to ensure that the BLOs are not pressurized and threatened by the political party workers. Sri Lanka continues to battle the escalating impact of Cyclone Dittwa, which remains active over the island. The death toll has climbed to 69, with 34 missing and more than 2,19,000 people affected across multiple districts. It is very likely to reach over southwest Bay of Bengal near North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra coast by tomorrow morning. India has expanded its emergency assistance under Operation Sagar Bandhu. A special aircraft carrying health supplies received by the Sri Lanka Air Force arrived early this morning with another flight due shortly. More from our correspondent.
Rescue teams in Sri Lanka are racing against time as rising river levels and new landslide risks threaten more communities. Military boats and Indian naval helicopters from INS Vikrant are now reaching stranded families in remote areas. Disaster officials warn that major rivers, including the Kelani and Mahaveli, have reached flood alert stage. Authorities have opened 266 shelters for displaced families, activated 47 police division hotlines, and urged the public to remain alert to warnings on floods, landslides, and falling trees as adverse weather continues. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
India has been re-elected to the Council of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, for 2026-27 with highest vote tally. The council elections were held during the 34th session of IMO Assembly in London yesterday. India secured the highest number of votes in this category, comprising 10 countries with the largest interest in international seaborne trade. It received 154 out of 169 valid votes cast during the election. The star-studded closing ceremony of 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, yesterday ended on a high note, with superstar Rajnikanth being honoured with the Lifetime Achievement Award for his 50 years in cinema. Icons of Indian film industry remember towering personalities who passed away this year, including Dharmendra, Kamini Kaushal, Sulakshana Pandit and Satish Shah. In hockey, India registered a commanding 7-0 win over Chile in their first Pool B match of Men's FIH Hockey Junior World Cup 2025 yesterday at the Mayor Radhakrishnan Stadium in Chennai. India, along with defending champions Germany, Argentina and Belgium, all opened their campaigns with victories. The Under-21 tournament is conducted across two cities, Chennai and Madurai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.